Big Joe, what day is it?
Today is June 25th, 2019. It's Color TV Day. So good job, Color TV, out there for having
your own
day.
Were you old enough to just have black and white only?
Was not.
Yeah, I was. That I remember just being black and white and only having the three channels. We only had four growing up in Bowling Green.
Up in Bowling Green.
We could get two, which was the education, which was public back then, 4, 5, and 8. And 8 was the ABC affiliate back then. And then.
Do you know why they flip-flopped?
Why?
So when TV Guide came out, the first thing you would read is what's on Channel 2.
Right.
And that's why they flip-flopped.
Oh, okay.
They went from Channel 8 to Channel 2.
All right. Well, and
things you know.
I did not know that. And of course, Channel 13 in Bowling Green. But
unlucky. Yeah. Don't watch it. Unlucky channel.
Really?
Yeah. Number 13.
Still in business.
Do you know why 13's unlucky?
No.
Do you not know this?
No. Well, now tell me.
It's how many people were at the Last Supper.
Oh, okay.
13. Yeah. I'm being serious.
Okay.
I try not to joke. I can't get my mind around.
I don't even if you have a joke, I'd stay away.
13. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll accept.
That's when he gave.
We don't joke about the Last Supper.
He gave Judas the silver and said, "Hey, go."
You guys are not the Dirty Dozen.
No, not at all.
They weren't that. Okay.
It's also National Catfish Day.
I love catfish. You like catfish?
That's all right.
Uh-huh. You ever catfished anybody?
Oh, I'm going to hit it.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool. It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
You are correct on the 13 at the Last Supper.
Yes.
But the 13 number, obviously the 12 disciples and then Jesus, but Judas Iscariot, the betrayer,
yeah.
he was the 13th to sit at the table. So he was seat number 13,
yeah.
And it was because of him as much as...
Yeah, he came in. They're like, yeah, sit over there.
You're 13. That's unlucky.
Just sit over there.
As of now.
We're good.
All right, go.
He kept sending the food back, too. It was just... Never tipped the waiter. Rude. Extremely rude. All right, this day in sports history, June the 25th. Let's go down the line here. 1928. Fred Lindstrom for the New York Giants sets the record of number of hits in a doubleheader, 1928. How many hits did Fred Lindstrom have?
12.
9. Did not get it within 2. So come on, man. Let's see here. 1948, this guy knocks out Jersey Joe Walcott in 11 rounds to retain the heavyweight championship.
Joe Louis.
Man, 1961, the Baltimore Orioles and the California Angels use a record this many pitchers in a game.
18.
Oh, it's close. 16 pitchers
in a game. Got it within 2.
First
thing I've got within 2 all week.
Good job. 1968, Bobby Bonds in his first major league game at bat. What does he do?
Hits a grand slam.
Nicely done there, Greg. Well done. 1999, in a strike-shortened season. If you get this, I'll be amazed. In the NBA Finals, in a strike-shortened season, this team beat this team to win the championship. It looks like it was the best 3 out of 5.
In 99, the NBA champion.
Yep. I would have gotten one of these right. I would have not gotten the losing team correct.
Oh, let's go with the Phoenix Suns.
No.
Go. Got Charlie?
Was that Spurs Knicks?
Good job, Charlie. Spurs Knicks. 1999.
Latrell Sprewell took the Knicks on a miracle run as an 8 seed.
Yep.
That's a mic drop right there. See you, Charlie.
Gladly. So long, fellas. Have a great day.
No.
Oh wait. This is the
We haven't learned that board yet.
We're all at the same point. You'll be fine.
We found the old board though, right?
Yes, it's in the storage. Back closet.
It's in storage, the old board.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Let me find out yesterday. I think Charlie won 3-0 yesterday.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Was it?
Well, 3-0's not, I mean, from my perspective, yes.
You're right, you're correct. All right, June 25th. Now, birthdays, you got to get them within two, people. First up today is June Lockhart. And here's my clue. Here's your clue. She's still alive?
I know. You know what she was? You know, she was in Lassie.
Oh, was she?
She was in Lassie. She was in Lost in Space. She was Will Robinson's mother. June Lockhart, 99.
95.
94. Good job, Charlie. 94.
She was the mom in Lassie.
Carly Simon.
68.
69.
74. A guy we've had on the show before, Jimmy Walker.
Dynamite. He's 63.
71.
72.
Dang.
Charlie's up 2-0. Ricky Gervais.
56.
57.
58. 3-0. This is good.
Make it stop.
Angela Kinsey. She was on the Angela on the Office.
And also, she was part of the Kinsey Report.
What is that?
You don't know what the Kinsey Report is?
No.
There's actually was a movie made about it. Google it. You will enjoy it. It's a study of sex.
Okay.
What's the name?
Angela Kinsey.
Angela Kinsey is 50.
49.
48.
That's just not right.
4-0. That's not well, right. Do better. Don't blame him.
I wasn't blaming him for nothing. I just said it's not right.
Hold on, I'm going down. Busy Phillips. How old is she?
Who?
Busy Phillips. She's been in 1,000 things.
She was busy. 50.
45.
40. Let's roll through these. Civil rights activist James Meredith. Was he the first one at Ole Miss? I think he's the first one. First black at Ole Miss. I think that's correct.
Yeah.
James Meredith.
75.
77.
86. R&B singer Eddie Floyd.
75.
73.
82. Ian McDonald, rock singer. Rock musician.
74.
75.
73. I get Pogue on the board.
What is it? 3-1? 4-1?
4-1. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's a mess. Rapper producer Richie Rich.
40.
45.
And that's it. He's 52. All right, Greg, here's your song, right? Has you entered your senior year at Bowling Green High School?
Warren Central.
Warren Central, whatever that place is.
Well, it's a big difference.
The summer before your senior year, this, my friend, in June of that year, was the number one song in the country. We've had this guy on the show before. Sings a song.
Is that Mac Davis?
Yes! Good job, buddy. One hell of a woman.
She's a lady. She's a free and gentle spirit. She can be what she wants to be. And if she wants to be with me tonight, that's all right. She's one hell of a woman, young and strong and tame, but soft when she loves me, like the gentle kitten in my hand. She makes me feel like a hell of a man. She's wild. Warm and tender.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.